I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, May 24. Coming up, Cabinet approves contract for rehabilitation of roads in Barrettown, St. James. BOJ to assess impact of heavy rains on inflation. And co-chair of EPOC urges members of the public not to panic over movement of the Jamaican dollar. The news in detail after the break.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert School Competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sounds really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Keith Duncan, says members of the public should not panic following the movement of the Jamaican dollar to over $130 to $1. Mr. Duncan says this slight movement of the Jamaican dollar is within expected ranges based on the Jamaican currency's position in the international market. He adds that there's no shortage of US dollars in the country.
What has occurred in the last few weeks is that there has been significant Jamaican dollar liquidity in the market. And if there is significant liquidity in the Jamaican market, then they will be looking for a home for funds that they could use the money to purchase debt, to fund loans, to purchase US dollars. So once there is significant surplus liquidity, there could be some movement in the currency in this period of time.
Mr. Duncan says there's nothing to suggest that this downward movement will become a trend over the short term. Cabinet has approved a contract valued at over $120 million for the rehabilitation of roads in Barrettown, St. James. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the initiative is not only geared towards beautification, but also developing Barrettown into a model community.
We are expecting that project will begin somewhere about the 10th of June, and hopefully will be done in time for Christmas. So when Christmas comes, the new look Barrettown will emerge. The issues of tenure, land tenure, is the next big matter to be dealt with. And already efforts are being made with LAMP to deal with the titling situation in here.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in Barrettown Tuesday during Labour Day activities, which included beautification of the community centre, health centre, police station and the SOS Children's Village. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, says the tourism sector is poised for increased earnings this year, coming off a successful 2016-17 winter season. He notes that the winter period from December 15 to April 30 was the best ever for the sector, with earnings of over $1 billion.
In a context where tourism usually earns over $2 billion annually, this year we've already earned over $1 billion in the winter season alone. Overall, Jamaica expects a record 4.2 million visitors this year, and we're already talking about breaching the 5 million visitor mark very soon.
Mr. Winter, who was addressing the Central Bank's quarterly press briefing in Montego Bay recently, said optimism among stakeholders in the sector is at an all-time high. Meanwhile, the Bank of Jamaica BOJ will be conducting its own assessment of the impact of recent heavy rains on the economy to determine whether its inflation forecast needs to be revised. While indicating that the general target was not expected to change, Governor of the BOJ, Brian Winter, says the bank will be better able to determine whether the forecast range needs to be adjusted when the assessment is complete. For the 2017-18 financial year, inflation is projected within the range of 4-6%. Mr. Winter says this outlook reflects a one-off price increase for fuel, electricity and transportation associated with the recently announced tax measures.
Statin reports that consumer prices rose by 0.3% in the month of April, and that brings the 12-month inflation, the annual inflation rate at April, to 4.8%. The inflation in April partly reflected the impact of the tax changes on the cost of transportation and alcoholic beverages. For the rest of the fiscal year, we expect monthly inflation rates to be similar to what we saw in April. So I think 0.3, 0.4 each month should be the figure.
That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.